This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Turkish police continue looking for the remains of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi in a forest near Istanbul, in a rural location about 90 kilometers south of the city. In another development, Turkish authorities are denying that they have shared an audio recording of his murder with U.S. officials. Media reports said that U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo heard the recording earlier in the week when he visited Turkey. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has cast doubt that the Saudi journalist is still alive. We get more from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
President Trump doesn't say what led him to conclude that Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi is dead, but he does say it would be bad for the Saudis if they're found to have been involved.
Well, it'll have to be very severe. I mean, it's bad stuff. But we'll see what happens.
Trump adds he will respond based on the various investigations.
We're waiting for the results of about three different investigations, so we should be able to get to the bottom fairly soon.
Officials in Turkey say Khashoggi was killed in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul by members of an assassination squad with ties to Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. The Saudis have dismissed those reports. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Pakistan is criticizing and downplaying rival India's acquisition of the Russian-made S-400 Triumph air defense system, claiming Islamabad can counter the threat. New Delhi recently signed a $5.4 billion deal with Moscow to purchase what experts believe is the most modern ballistic missile defense system available. India has said it needs the missile defense system that provides high-altitude protection from incoming missiles to bolster its defenses against China and Pakistan. Pakistan's foreign ministry, in an official reaction to the PAC Friday, warned the purchase of the system will further destabilize strategic stability. This is VOA News.